And I'm very excited about that. I have fear about that too. I'm going to be the first space holder next Wednesday. So,
can I ask you a question, Isadora? Are you doing it in order or are you just randomly choosing one?
I'm randomly choosing it because we cannot do all of them in groups. You know, they don't work. Not all of them working as in groups.
Okay.
We're choosing, yeah.
I've been doing that for the past like 4 months almost, and I've been doing it weekly. Have you had a chance to? There's some of them are recorded, especially the last ones.
Okay, I'm gonna watch it.
And so yeah, it's only audio, but it's on the Next Culture Radio, and it seems like it took me a few times to sort of develop how it worked best. But how it worked best was that I as the space holder read the spark. And I read maybe one paragraph or two, and then I open this space of, okay, how is it for you guys? Like, how does this spark land, or how does those distinction land? Because the distinction, I mean, every distinction of possibility management is about radical responsibility. So, but we cannot just sit there and say, this is about radical responsibility. We need the facets of it. So each spark is a facet and on and on. And so even each spark could go in a lot of different direction. And the spark I've found is the space is the most useful when the people bring in what's going on for them. Like their own vulnerability, their own, like, how does it, it's, I'm trying to do this in my life. It's not working. I've been experimenting with this and I'm stuck. And then you center grounded bubble working space, and you can call in your bright principles. And, you know, a lot, you might not have an answer for them, but just let your bright principles look at them and they will have necessity. You're creating necessity for them by reading the sparks. Let your bright principles answer their question. So a lot of the answer won't be in the spark. It will come from you. And sometimes you can say, well, actually, I don't know. Does anybody has possibility or an idea about that?
Right.
And yeah. And so how long is it? A couple hours?
Yeah, I think it would be an hour and a half.
Okay. I would like encourage you to do maybe an hour and a half, because even 2 hours, usually I keep an hour of like, which I would call discovery space. I call it a discovery space where you get to ask questions and you get to reflect on your own experiment about this spark or what it triggers in you. And then keep half an hour, you know, for the experiment.
For the experience itself. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And so that's why I would even do like 2 hours, and it goes so fast. You know, in the beginning you see it's 2 pages and you're just like, how come I'm going to fill 2 hours with this? It's going to be impossible. And then, yeah. So you can even go up to 2 hours. Cool.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Anybody else's?
I created a write. Sorry.
Go ahead.
I created a write course based on the emotions with another writer friend of mine, and it worked pretty well. We made them like feel the emotions, and it's called visceral. I don't know the translation of that in
visceral.
Visceral. Yes. Yeah. We tell them like what organs are affected by not releasing the emotions, and then we make them feel the emotions and then write about them. It went pretty well.
Cool. Mm.
Cool.
Are you having another one? Is there another one planned?
Yes. Well, we did like a free sample of 2 hours, and then we sold the actual course, which is this Saturday. It's going to be this Saturday.
Okay. Cool.
Hey. Mm-hmm.
Sarah.
Yes, I have a celebration too, because yesterday a woman that participated for 1 year to my meetings asked me for an emotional process. And this is completely new for me, not really to guide somebody in an emotional process, but what is new is that a person that is not so inside of possibility management, because in Italy it's not really known, asked me special for an emotional process. She was really clear. She has really this distinction, and she is a kind of woman really not so clear. And so it was really precious for me, this experience. And she came from Turin, another city, 2 hours from my city. And she go through this big process and was really, wow, amazing. I am really grateful. Yes, so beautiful. Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll go. About a month ago in our possibility, in this meeting, the invitation was made to do something that was impossible for your box. I missed the meeting, but I got the homework message. But I didn't realize it was supposed to be impossible for your box. So I did something that I thought would be impossible. And I did a session of Amine, the body work that I do, but I did it without touching the person. I did it over Zoom. And it actually worked, and I was excited about that. So then I decided to offer it to a group of people to see if I could do it with a group of people. And I thought maybe 20 people would come, and 450 people signed up for it. And 250 people came to it, and we did a session for 250 people, which was really cool, and it really worked. And the feedback was lovely, and we did a lot of unmixing of emotions, and I brought a lot of ideas from possibility management, and the feedback was great. And so I will be doing a program in August, a month long program with a group of people.
Wow! Amazing.
Great. Possible.
Cool. Was it just you and 250 people? You had other like special.
We invited other practitioners to come and support, and okay. And we the 12 practitioners did like a heart opening, but we did like a virtual heart opening on our hands instead of on the person, and we guided everybody to touch their own bodies and open their own hearts.
Thank you. Cool.
Oh, an announcement. I may have to go at any moment all of a sudden because the cable guy is supposed to come, and he has like, there's like a 4-hour window supposed to show up in, and I don't know when that will be. So if I just jump off, it's because of that, and I won't be able to come back. He's going to reset my internet.
Okay. Would you just put a message in the chat if,
yeah. Of course, yeah.
Cool. Thank you. Okay. Anything else from anybody else?
Yeah, I'm just using the time of working a lot less. Well, I didn't work at all for 3.5 months, and I'm back once a week. But really using the time to dive in a little more with possibility management. Been super grateful that, you know, this corona gave the possibility of doing these online meetings, and I'm able to participate with the Brazil group. It's I've been experiencing a lot of personal growth and using the time to take courses. I'm taking now a yoga teacher training course and a self-healing course that has been also very transformative. And I feel very happy that I feel like I'm getting closer to hopefully eventually stop working to pay the bills. So. Mm-hmm. I feel like somehow I'll be able to connect everything and come up with something. So
Okay. Thank you. I've been sharing Space Holder, and I've been trying to use a constructivist method about the sparks, where people go straight to the experiment without any lots of explanations. And it's been interesting. And I've been in the translation group, as well as I accepted the challenge of Joana Ribeiro to make small videos about box, bean. And I've been working a lot in my mind about that. I still didn't find a good format. And then, but I think it should be collaborative, engage many people. But I don't know exactly how, because I think the beauty of possibility management is the synthesis. And I think the videos should be in this approach. That's it.
Thank you. Marie, can I give you a hint about that?
Yeah.
So I agree with you that the work or the approach of possibility management is to work in a circle and to use the group intelligence of the circle to get I would say better results, or like more intelligent results. Mm-hmm. And it needs a space holder. And it needs a space holder that has clarity, and that has clarity that probably you can't do the things that you need your team to do. And to give them challenges to say, hey, I need you on the team, but it's going to work for me for you to be on the team if we have this agreement, and be very clear about the agreement that you want to make about the people on the team. And what I've noticed about team building is the more the agreements are clear, the more ecstasy the team has. Because then we don't get lost in the low drama or the confusion or the blurriness. It's like this, that's the framework, and then we can flame on into that context. So, it seems like something is stopping you from building a team.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So anyway, we might get to that today. I want to sort of talk with you about something about initiation, and then to have a space for probably emotional healing process together, like for each other. So that might be where you want to go about this. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, Daisy.
I don't know what exactly we are talking about, but
so I'm Daisy, feeling... would you start over?
Okay.
Because life is a non-specific question, and to say I don't know to life doesn't bode well for an ecstatic time for you as while you're speaking. Okay. So start over, no no so, what is it that, the answer to the non-specific question.
Okay.
Would you even start over without
I'm doing a lot of emotional work with myself, and
I feel.
That's it.
Daisy, it seems like there's a feeling.
Yes.
When you're going to drink your tea, you're going to swallow back the feeling.
Okay.
And your feeling or emotion has intelligence. So would you just let it get a little bigger? And say, I feel.
I feel sad.
Yeah, because
I'm losing many things. I'm losing many people. People dying, people going. And I'm very sad about it.
Would you let the feeling even get bigger, Daisy? Because it's really bigger than, right now you're about 14-15%, and really it's bigger than that. You feel sad because you're losing a lot of people. People who are dying and also people who are going away.
Yes. It's very hard to me be sad with people. connect better with the sadness alone.
It's coming right now. Just let it get a little bigger. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. There's even some sounds there. There's some sobs. Yes. Yeah. Try to not hold it back. You just really, it's going, yeah, let those sounds come out. Yeah. Yes. Can you tell us about one person who died around you? With still being in the feeling, you can close your eyes. You don't have to. Yes.
Do I remember the name? Outs? Two Outs? And friends.
And friends, are they dying or are they going away?
Both.
Can you tell us about one of your friends that is dying? What is his or her name?
My friend?
Yes.
I had a friend in São Paulo, who is a nurse, who died in the virus thing. This week.
Okay.
It's the 50 of my nurse friends who died. And I feel angry of seeing nothing be really done to manage this disease correctly here.
Daisy, do you have tissues next to you?
Not really.
Would you grab, just move slowly, okay? Just move slowly. Would you grab some tissue and also a towel, maybe a couple towels?
Okay,
we'll be waiting here for you. And I would, if you guys don't have that next to you, I would ask you to go and get them, because this is where we're going to go today. A box of tissue and a couple towels and a bucket if you need. Daisy, would you grab your hand towel, one of your hand towel? I'll say it again. Would you grab one of your hand towel and put your two hands like this close to each other? Are you in an apartment or in a house? Is there neighbors?
Yes.
Okay. So if you're going to make some noise that you might think will disturb the neighbors, the second towel is, and you can still make sound, okay? You said that you were feeling sad, and then you also said that you were feeling angry. Okay, so we're going to start with the anger. So grab one of your hand towel, put it in your hands like this. And you're going to start, close your eyes. Whenever you need, just put the towel in your mouth, okay? Yeah, okay. And you start twisting this one, yeah, and let the anger get as big as it is. Just make, yeah. You don't have to think about it. It's already there. It is already there, Daisy. Yes, yes, yes. Keep going. Keep going. And make in the sounds. And the sounds.
Would you cry?
Okay. Okay. So instead of feeling I want to cry, can you say I feel sad? I feel so sad.
I feel so sad.
Yeah. Because it doesn't have to make sense, Daisy. Yeah.
Because I feel guilty. I don't know why I feel guilty, but I feel guilty.
Okay. Guilty is a mixed emotion. Yeah. It's a mix of anger, sadness, and fear. Which one is the biggest from the guilt?
Sadness.
Okay, which part of the sadness, you know, that's the sadness part of the guilt. What are you sad about the guilt? Try to not look in your head and really look in your guilt, the sadness part of the guilt.
That I'm nothing doing. Everything that I can do to help people to be more healthy.
Mm. Thank you. What about the fear part?
That's this thing never gonna end.
The fear that it's never gonna end. Yeah. And the anger?
Nothing is really nothing. Nothing is not the word. the things are not being are not be doing well to end the thing.
So Daisy, I believe you that you have that anger too, but the anger part of the guilt is often turns towards yourself. When you feel guilt and there's anger in the guilt as a mixed emotion, the anger is turned towards yourself. What is the anger turned towards yourself? I'm angry at myself because...
The same reason I'm sad that I'm not doing all that I can do.
I think you're also angry at yourself about it.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. I want to ask if you had a chance, and the guess is no, but did you have a chance to say goodbye to your friends, the nurse? Okay. Would you choose one of your friend and we're going to say goodbye to her now?
Okay.
And then you can do this with, you know, your other friends, with other space holders here. But we'll do. Are they all female?
Yes.
Okay. Would you choose one of those women who we'd like to say goodbye to right now? What's her name?
Claudio.
Claudio. Try to not wipe your eyes like this, okay, Daisy? Try to not wipe your eyes and for a moment try to not drink. Because you're just going to keep swallowing the sadness, okay? And we need the sadness right now. This is such precious sadness. It's so precious. So would you just close your eyes and click your clicker and have, what is her name?
Claudio.
Can you type it in the chat? It seems like it's cutting. Oh, Claudia, okay. Would you have Claudia come in front of you? Close your eyes and click your clicker and energetically she's there. And you say, hello, Claudia. And let the feelings come. It's a safe place, Daisy. Yes. You're still holding them back. You're holding your sadness back. Claudia is here and she's listening, okay?
I have a bit of joy to see her.
Mm-hmm. Would you tell her that?
Oh, just nice to see you.
Hmm. What does she say?
She smiles.
Yeah. Daisy, start by saying, there's some things that I didn't have time to tell you before you died. Yeah.
There's something that I don't have the time to say to you before you die.
I would like you to do this in Portuguese. Would somebody translate? Joana, would you translate? Joana Cruz, yeah, thank you. Would you say it again, Daisy, in Portuguese?
Muitas coisas que eu tinha para te dizer antes de você ir.
There are many things that I would like to say to you before you leave.
Joana, I think you just translate towards me. I think if I speak in English, It's fine for Daisy, okay? Now, Daisy, you tell her. Tell her what you didn't tell her. What you didn't had a chance to tell her. Trust your heart.
Eu pensei várias vezes em te ligar para perguntar se você estava precisando de alguma coisa. Para checar se você estava se cuidando direito.
I thought about calling you to check on you to see if you were doing well and take care of yourself.
Para começar com você, porque eu sabia que você estava muito triste e...
To talk with you because I knew you were very, very sad.
E eu fiquei perdida na minha própria tristeza.
And I lost myself in my own sadness.
Let it come, Daisy. Let it get big, big, big. Let the sobs... Yes. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
Go. Yeah.
Try to let those sounds... Okay, it's gonna... like this. Yes.
Yes.
Keep going, Daisy, okay? Keep going. You're doing fantastic. Daisy, that's another feeling. That is another feeling. This one that makes you go, what feeling is that? Daisy, you're mixing your sadness with another feeling. Which feeling is it?
I don't know.
The feeling that would make you go, this is fear. This is fear. And you say, I feel scared because... Would you say the whole sentence? I feel scared because
anytime I toda vez que eu tento dizer por que eu tenho medo, eu começo a ficar triste de novo.
Every time I start saying what I'm afraid, I go to sadness again.
Okay, thank you, Daisy. This is a huge key. A lot of us have those techniques, those technology to maybe avoid feeling scared or feeling angry, to cover it up with sadness, because it seems more acceptable to be sad. And I don't know, it seems like the case in Brazil, but it's also the case in Europe. A lot of people that I've had in my Rage Club and Fear Club defer to sadness. And it's really an inner navigating practice of when it's fear and the sadness comes, the practice that I give is put the sadness on the side and said, not right now, okay? I can hear you, I can feel you, and it's not your time. Your time is fear, or the time is for fear, or the time is for anger, or even maybe the time is for joy. Some people cover their joy with sadness. Okay, Daisy, I know that we're in the middle of a process, and this is sort of where I wanted to go with you guys today. And so I would offer to split up in groups of three, with either two coach, and then one coach might turn out to be a role player. You would have to sort of sense into how the process goes, but I would offer that there's two possibility managers, possibilitators, and one client. And I want to give a little context, okay? So Daisy, you're doing great, and we'll catch up with you. I just want to give a little context that just in this past 3 months, starting to doing this online space holding, so Rage Club, Fear Clubs, also Clinton Study Group on Monday evenings, and the Trainer Path, finally sort of this, the context of possibility management had this offer of, anytime you've been for an initiation, you can take other people through that initiation. You need to be initiated first before you can take anybody through that initiation. So distinguishing all four feeling, the inner navigation of all four feeling, you will need to be able to inner navigate inside of yourself and before you can offer it as a service, as an initiation. But that is an initiation. Distinguishing four feeling, distinguishing between feelings and emotion is an initiation, because an initiation is any process after which you can take more responsibility. So if you can take responsibility for inner navigating your feeling, then it was an initiation. Okay, and it is not a mind, an initiation is not a mind concept, is can you really do it? Okay, so Daisy, you're sort of still, you're going through that initiation. Okay, you're still in the process of that initiation, because sadness and fear, you can't distinguish it yet because you cover up fear with sadness, okay? But what we've been discovering is that online coaching, emotional healing process, and some initiations, I'm not saying every initiation, but some initiations can be done online because we have a being and we can create a being-to-being connection through seeing the other person, even without seeing them, but we can create a connection across the world. And that's what's needed to hold space. You only need, I mean, you need center-grounded bubble, calling your bright principles, and this being-to-being connection, and that's it. And then you navigate the space with the distinction that you have, the experiential distinction that you have, and the initiation that you've been through, basically. That's what you can navigate the space with. And what has been happening in all those space is that it has become a circle of healer. All of those groups and teams have become circles of healers, and healers healing other healers. Okay? There's no end to how much healing we can go through, because our underworld has no end and our upper world has no end. And so the amount of healing or initiation that we can go through, it starts at some point and then it never ends. So this is part of this context where you're never a finished trainer, okay? You're never a finished healer. You've been through, you know, you've walked more or less the path of initiation, but you're never done. And so you guys, you've made a team, and part of this team and part of this context could be, or I strongly recommend it, that you become a healers of healers, and you heal each other. And so whenever that happens in the groups, somebody, you know, it's like, okay, I'm having an emotion right now. And you type in into the group and say, could somebody hold space for me right now to go through this emotional healing process? You need one or two people, not really more than that. And right then you start, you go on Zoom, you go on WhatsApp or whatever you're using, and you go through the emotional healing process every time. There's sort of different format, but it started also with one trainer, a woman trainer, saying, I made this offer to her of putting one week of emotional experiment. During this whole week, every time she had an emotion, she would have a group of four people on speed dial to hold space for her. Okay, so this is really every time. So I talked to her about twice a day, and I know she called the other people as much as me. So she went through about 25 emotional healing process in 7 days. Okay, that would take about 10 labs. To do that many emotional healing process is about 10 labs. She did it in a week, and she's not done. But she was a different person after that. So you can make a pirate agreement among all of you, and you know, like Joanna Ribeiro, you would start and say, okay, those are the four people I want in my team for a week. And then the week after, or maybe you leave a week in between, one person of that group said, okay, now it's my turn. I want all those four people in my team. Okay, and by the end of like in 2 or 3 months, everybody in this group would have been through a week-long emotional healing process. You do this week and then you keep going. Okay, it never stops. So once a week, like once every other week, there is an emotional healing process. That's about, on average, how much we have emotions or how much matrix we can build to keep going through emotions or emotional healing process. Okay, because you also need the matrix to be able to hold whatever the outcome of the emotional healing process. But you guys are building matrix, you know, at the fastest rate possible by holding space for others, by doing translation, by doing sparks. This is, you can't really build matrix faster than that. So it has to go hand in hand with doing the emotional healing process. There's a website that I've started to work on. It's not done, but it's a great start, called process.mystrikingly.com. I'm putting it in a chat. And this is the sort of guidelines of like really basic of what it is to take somebody through an emotional healing process. Okay, what it is and what it is not. So there's a whole part about what it is not, like it's not catharsis, it is not understanding, and it's not teaching, it's not a gremlin space, on and on and on. And then it's also what it is. And what are the steps that you can, there are some basic steps that might help you about how to start it, how to open that space. So I'm gonna give you a couple here because we're gonna split in groups of, let's do groups of three, and then I'll jump in your group, Jesse, and so if you have to go, then I'll just replace you, okay? The way it starts, how many people are delivering single coaching regularly, online or physically? Okay. Are you doing, you know, is it emotional healing process or are you offering a different kind of work?
Different one.
Okay.
Mostly emotional healing process.
Okay. Alana?
Both. Sometimes when it gets to it, I go through emotional processes as well.
Okay.
But I'm offering other things, but if it happens, then we go into it.
Yeah. Great. Okay. So one of the ways to start a transformational space. So I don't know what, you know, the other work, and you might have other technique, but in possibility management, what we've discovered is you greet the other person, make sure that you have your center, your grounding cord I want to ask, what is the color of your grounding cord? Can you tell me the color of your grounding cord?
Black.
Purple.
Brown.
Right.
Okay. Your bubble, your workspace, bright principles. I think all of you have distilled your bright principles with Vera, correct? Great. Tatiana? You just, yeah, and Marie? Okay, so that would be one of your next step. That would be one of your next step. And then...
We've done with Joanna.
Okay, great. Okay, okay. Yeah, it doesn't matter with who it is. Yeah. And then you connect, you make this connection from being to this other person. So it is about the necessity of the being. Okay? It's not about the necessity of the box of being reassured or being feeling better or getting rid of the emotion. Okay, none of that is what we're doing in an emotional healing process. So you connect to the being and to the necessity of the being. And then the magic question is, what can I do for you? What can I do for you? And they will tell you, and they will give you golden keys. It will give you golden keys about what's up for them. And mostly the golden keys in the beginning will be about feelings and emotion. Probably they won't tell you. So then you will start with, there are four feelings: anger, sadness, fear, and joy. What are you feeling right now? Okay, the keys don't have to be verbal. They can also be emotional or energetic. Okay, and then you go straight into the feeling or the emotion. And then you keep asking them for the keys. You know, you're feeling sad because, feeling angry because, and then they will keep giving you the keys. Okay, and then every emotional healing process is unique. There's no method. That's the thing with possibility management. So you need practice, a lot. I realized that I needed to hold space for about 100 coachings before I could really be centered and let go of the expectation that anything would happen. But that took me 100 coachings, some paid and some not paid. So great, you want to be trainers and you want to practice, here are your clients. They are sitting in front of you. So this is really fantastic. And I would say, you know, even, where are you, Isadora? You know, in your Spark group, then you start saying, you know, you'll see somebody who needs a process and you say, okay, you need an emotional healing process. Okay, and I can do one for free, you know, to show you how it goes. And then the next one are charged. Then the next one you start, you know, this people need to start paying for it. Okay, but you can take one person for free for an emotional healing process and then start charging them. Those are what also those group like possibility team and Spark groups are for. They are doorways for those for your people to become client, do emotional healing process, and then eventually when you become Expand the Box trainers, to come to your Expand the Box and then other trainings. Cool. Okay. Does anybody has? I mean, there would be a lot to talk about, and we have about like half an hour, right? Another half an hour. Okay, so this will be kind of short. Let's see how we'll do that. Does anybody has anything, any question about how this goes? Actually, I guess my proposal, I mean, we could do like 10 minutes per person and start, you know, going into it. And often it's just not enough time to actually get anywhere. So my proposal is we go in groups of three, and one person, if something is up for you right now, you start. And then in that group, you arrange for in the rest of the week to meet two more times and have a space for the other two people. Does that work? Okay.
Yes.
Great. Great. Let me break you out in rooms then.
I just got a message that the cable guy is on his way, and I don't know when he's going to get. He could get here any minute, so I'm just putting that out.
Thank you. So you're with Daisy and Sarah. So probably Daisy will just keep going on the process and I'll jump in. But just hold space. Just hold space.
But I would still like to continue the agreement this week.
Okay. Please. Okay, let's go. Let's do it. Hi. I will be coaching the coach.
Okay.
Is it clear about who is the coach or who are the coach and okay. What
yes.
Yeah.
Joan the princess.
Okay.
Me and Tati are the coaches.
So then I just want to give you a hint that you also have to collaborate, Tatiana and Isadora. So somebody has to start. Yeah.
Okay.
Joanna, what can we do for you today?
I don't know. I'm feeling fear right now in my hands. I'm sweating. I think it's a small intensity of fear. I've been feeling a lot of internal processes since last week when we were again initiated with the Princípios Sombrios.
So my coaching for you is that something is happening and she's not being vulnerable about it. Mm-hmm. So then you would have to, yeah, coach her to say, okay, what's really going on about that, for example.
So you said you've been feeling a lot of fear since you started the shadow work. What has really been coming up for you about that?
And coach to move into the feeling. The feeling has the intelligence. Let the fear get bigger, for example.
Yeah, you said you were feeling fear. Can you connect to that feeling? Mm-hmm. Let the feeling speak.
Well, let it get bigger. Yeah.
Yeah, you're
I feel fear because I'm afraid that I don't have any purpose here in this life. I'm afraid that I'm not able to see my family again.
Yeah. Let it come. Let it come.
I'm afraid that I'm stuck in my box of good girl.
Joanna, I can sense some sadness as well. Could you put the sadness on the side and let the fear become bigger? Or which one, is the fear or the sadness bigger?
I think sadness is bigger, but I'm not sure if it's a strategy.
So right now, Tatiana and Isadora, I would just let the whole thing get bigger. Just like, yeah, just the whole thing get bigger and then we unmix afterwards. Yes. Yes, 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 Joanna.
Yes.
I'm so tired of looking for outside, you know. I need to look inside.
Joanna, would you put your hands down? Yeah, don't. And then close your eyes, okay? Just close your eyes. Just let it, the whole thing, yes.
Yes. Yes.
I'm always looking for doing stuff, you know? I run away of feelings. I run away as a strategy to not feel. And I'm doing a lot of stuff and doing and doing and doing, and I'm not looking for myself.
Yes,
I would ask a question there. I would say, what are you running away? Like, what happens when you stop?
Yeah. Can you answer that, Joanna?
Can you ask me again? Sorry, I didn't understand the question.
Yes, sure. Why are you running away?
Well, it's more about what are you running away from?
What are you running away from?
My demons, I guess.
Running away from your demons.
They just stay with me.
Just let that get bigger. Whatever you were doing with your hands.
What are those demons, Joanna? Joanna, what are those demons?
Beings.
They're beings. You're running away from beings that are with you.
I don't want to hear them. I don't want to see them. I'm afraid of them. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What would happen if you stop them?
You're doing great, Joanna. You're doing fantastic.
I don't know. There are voices and I feel a lot of things and I know that I know more, but I feel afraid to see more and more. I think my box is always, or my Grammy is always saying that I'm not good enough, that I'm not good enough, that I don't have nothing to do here. And just to sabotage me. And I just end with no energy because I'm with these voices.
Your gremlin keeps trying to sabotage you, makes you feel belittled.
And I know that I made a whole decision to not see things, to not hear things. But I ignore those voices. I ignore this.
You don't know when to make the decision.
I would just take a little slower the steps here. And my first question would be, did she ever work with that, if she knows the old decision? Has she ever worked with it? Like she as a,
no.
Did she, so you never made the process about that. You just can feel that decision inside of you.
Yes.
Okay. So has any of you ever witnessed a old decision process? Okay. So that's what needs to happen now. So you would need to, for her to go back to the moment when she made that old decision, and then you would ask her the question, okay?
Yeah.
Joanna, that is the decision to not see things and to not hear things. And because that was the stuff that. Back to that moment when you made that old decision and let your feelings come.
Oh. Big, 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 Joanna. Really? Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, Joanna.
I have a pain in my womb.
Do a complete loop? No.
I'm afraid to be a terrible mom. I'm afraid to.
E podemos sempre voltar a este espaço. Não é estar sempre com medo daquilo que se vai criar. É também, quando o conflito está aberto, podermos pôr essa clareza, não é? Por isso não está claro. Alguém tem uma ideia, alguém tem qualquer coisa a dizer sobre isso. É isso, eu tenho muito medo das consequências dos passos que eu vou abrir e de ser atacada, das pessoas me pedirem clareza e eu não ter essa clareza.
Joana, tu consegue fechar os olhos e te colocar num espaço de nada? Se deparar com o nada, com a falta total de clareza, com a ausência de qualquer coisa. É possível?
Não, eu fico triste, porque aí vem morte. É como se...
É tristeza ou medo?
É tristeza. É tristeza porque eu acho que o meu sistema está conectado ao... Tem que haver qualquer coisa, tem que... Porque senão alguma coisa vai acontecer de má, de morte, as pessoas vão desaparecer. Acho que isso tem a ver com a minha história pessoal.
Joana, I want to give you a coaching. You the client, correct?
Yeah.
So you have more matrix in this domain than Alana and Marie.
Yeah.
So you have to hold space for your own process at the same time as going through the process.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a trainer skill. So my coaching is you're speaking a little too much, which then doesn't give them space. So ask them to ask you what they need to ask you. You need to figure out what your next question is. And then you say, please ask me this, or please tell me this, because you cannot ask yourself. You need to come... for it to come from another consciousness. Okay? So you're doing great and just hold space for your own space. You're doing great.
Yeah, what Alana just asked is beautiful because it's like, go to the space of nothing and I cannot imagine myself there because I'm afraid and I'm sad because I connect that space to death and I'm... And this is related to space holding. I'm afraid of space holding because of those nothingness spaces.
Is it okay if I speak English, Alana and Marie?
Okay.
Yeah. I want to give you a distinction that it seems you might be confusing. And keep your eyes closed. You're doing great. Keep your eyes closed. It seems like you're equating the space of nothing as nothing is happening. Like it's dead. It's like death.
Yeah.
It's cold. Can you describe it?
Yeah, it's like a tunnel that goes I don't know where.
It's dark or
yeah, it's dark, it's metal. And yeah, it's kind of like creepy place.
What it sounds like, it's also, it sounds kind of very masculine, like very sharp and cold. And,
yeah.
And you know, in a lot of ways, you're very feminine. You have a feminine being, Joana. Do you know that about yourself?
Yeah.
Okay. There's a lot, I've heard you describe yourself as somebody who has, you know, a strong physical body and you know what I'm talking about the self-image that you have. Yeah. I would invite you to change your relationship to a space of nothing as walking on water. When you know, walking on water, everything, or walking on, how do you say that in English? The buoy, or like them, like a, how do you call it, a kayak or those?
Mm-hmm. Un pantano.
Those things where you move 1 foot and then everything else moves. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Those stand-up puddles. Here we go. Mm-hmm. But even more soft. A stand-up puddle is still strong. It still has some standing. The space of nothing is you move 1 foot and the whole universe changes. Then you move on another foot and again it all changes. And you make a sound and it changes again. You make another sound or another gesture and the whole space is not what it seemed like. And again, and a breath or a blink of an eye. Every time a second passes, a moment passes, the space changes. This is a space of nothing, in a sense that there is nothing you can hold on to, because each of your breath makes the space change. Nothingness and groundlessness. And can you see yourself in that space? Are you holding a sword? If you're not holding a sword, grab your sword on your left side with your right hand and pull out your sword. This is your sword of clarity. You might be walking on nothing, but you still have your clarity about navigating that space. That is not control, and it's not rigidity or solidity. It's about low drama, high drama. Gremlin, box, being. Feeling, emotion. Is this a space, a discovery space? Is this a process space? Is this a projection? Or is this true feedback? Okay, and next step you take, those distinction, you know, the reality, you might change your mind about which side of the distinction it is. God, I thought it was real feedback, but actually this guy is just projecting on me. Okay. Now I can be in this nothing and be clear about what's going on inside of me, outside of me. So whatever's coming, whatever changes the space, because, you know, you change the space, but everybody else in the space also changes it. However they're changing the space, either you say, okay, yes, let's go in that direction, or a no. I want to keep going the space in that direction and change the shape in that way. With your other hand, you know, I know you're holding your gremlin, but with your other hand, take out the paintbrush, the possibility paintbrush. I don't think you use that tool very much. And now you're gonna open a door for Alana. You're gonna paint a door for her right now. And you tell us, you have to tell her so she can move to that door.
Okay.
You can Alana. Open your eyes. You can open your eyes and connect with her.
Alana, I'm opening a door for you. I'm painting a door for you.
You have to speak it out. The painting comes out of your words. You paint the door. The possibility paintbrush comes out of your words. The paint comes out of your words.
I say I'm painting a door, or no?
You have to describe which door is it. There's thousands of doors. There's millions of doors. Connect with Alana. You're in the space with her. You're in nothingness because you don't know what you're going to say next. You didn't prepare this.
No.
You have your sword. You have your being connected to Alana's being. Paint the door with your words.
I'm inviting you to... What are you feeling now?
Beep. She's not talking. You're the only one talking.
Okay.
Yeah. Paint another door.
I'm feeling fear, and that's okay. And when I look at you, I feel like we can have like a different conversation now.
What is the conversation you want to have? That's the door.
I want to have a conversation about how opening this door is affecting my feminine like energy.
So you're more opening a door for yourself right now than for her.
Yeah.
And you're sort of in your mind and you're looking inside of you. You're looking inside of you for what's going on. It's great that you know that you have fear. Fear is your power of creation. You need a huge amount of fear to paint that door.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now be in your fear and use your fear. What does she need? What does she doesn't know? What does she doesn't even know she doesn't know? Oh, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh.
What is it she doesn't know that she doesn't know that you have a key for her?
Ah, that's okay. Yes, I'm opening a door. Okay, I'm just gonna say, you're not fully here present in the room.
Joanna, I would invite you just for you to take your next step in this domain is when you say you're not fully present, this comes as a feedback. And most often the box will just go like this.
Mm-hmm.
So you're practicing your elegance in opening doors. Okay. Mm-hmm. Alana, it seems to me that it could be that something is on your mind that, you know, I need you on my team. I need you on my team and you're not on the team. What's up with you? You know, it could be something like that. Because that's a door opening of what, you know, how you connected to her.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. So, yeah, being in this space here with you and being part of this team, I need you. And I need you with your full presence here with me. And I'm wondering if there's something you would like to say that it's happening with you right now so we can be together on this space.
So you have a couple minutes. I just want to check with the third group and we'll see you in the main room.
Okay, thank you.
Still affecting you in your life today?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
So now you can go on and make new decisions about that.
Okay, would everybody take a deep breath? I just want to give it as a hint. When you do online work and you break people out in rooms and then bring them in, when you're in a physical space, this moment where we pair up and then we bring back in the circle, it takes a minute or so. And just our five bodies can adapt to this 1 minute long of going from a group to another group. And here online, it's like 1 second. And so it's really fast. Our mind can be, oh yeah, I'm here. But let your heart and energetic body, physical body and archetypal body just get in the space, and that you can do that with a deep breath or a couple deep breaths when you're holding space for a group. It helps. Just have those buffer zone. Okay, is everybody okay?
Yes.
Okay. Does anybody need anything or want to share anything about how it went?
I just want to, yes, to ask Daisy if she's, yes, if she feel completed, because we was talking and I would like to know if it's okay, if it's finished for you, if it's completed for you, Daisy.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. This is sort of a few hints just that I want to share, and it's some process will be very elegant. Some process you will just be with somebody and it will go through old decision, the feelings, new decision, and up, there's a little wrap on it and you send them home and you feel really good about yourself because it's just been really well. And some process are just messy. Some process you will try something, it doesn't work, you have to go down another path, it doesn't work. And the other person is like an hour and a half, they are maxed out. So also keep checking about how much your client can hold. They're maxed out and you say, okay, this is it. And when you're online, there's no way you can give them a hug or anything, and you kind of have to leave them in that state. So there's a couple things. One is if they're living with somebody, you know, or if they can get a hug or a couple hugs from people around, just really encourage them to have physical contact with human beings. So I know in times of COVID, some people just leave alone and that's the situation. So, oh well. And the other part for you more as a space holder is uncompleted process. It would be to trust the process. Okay. It's not about leaving them while they're having a panic attack. Okay. To not cut the phone like online when they're having a panic attack, but you bring them back to here and now and you say, okay, this is enough for today. Just, you know, take a deep breath, have a bath, like have a nap, like really take care of yourself and trust the process to keep unfolding even when you hang up the phone, because you're still holding space for them, really. Actually, you might keep or start noticing that the more you're doing this work, you're holding space for almost each and every of your client almost all the time. Okay, it's not so much, but it's there. And then you can say, okay, let's check in a couple days, or even, you know, let's check in tomorrow, even by just a phone call or messaging. And to not having this urge of like, I need to put back people together to send them into the world, because this work is not about putting back together, people back together. It's about, you know, expanding the box. It has to go liquid and it will feel like they cannot function in their life anymore. Okay, well, that's what you want. You want them to not being able to function, so their life will start changing so they can function in a different way. Okay, so don't be hasty or like anxious about, yeah, wanting to things to look pretty. Okay, this work is messy. Okay, I felt really glad seeing you all. I feel connected to you by all those translating group and WhatsApp group, and yeah, and also Facebook, seeing what you're creating in the space that you're holding. So I feel really glad. And I think Vera has done this invitation a few times, but I would really invite you whenever you want to join the, you know, the European group, or I don't know how to call it, the other group, the other Train of Path group. You know, if a couple, two or three people of you want to see what we are creating over there and meeting those colleague and friend of yours, you're very welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Great.
Thank you, Anthony.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
See you guys.
Ciao. See you.
Bye.
Ciao.
Bye bye.
Okay, Joanna and Sarah, we'll see you in like 45 minutes. Yeah.